Greetings and salutations wherever you are in the universe, and welcome to the latest episode of an Espresso Shot of Confidence. It's time for you to settle in for the next however long this episode is, as we dive into the wonderful world of thriving in the attention economy. Every single second of every single day, it seems these days, there is a beep, a bleep, a bing, a bong, a bing, a bong, that's trying to grab our attention. A notification goes off. A new message comes through. A new email lands on our computer. More information is at us. A new tune is released. We scroll down the feeds of our favorite social media channel, and there's a button that goes, "See more!" Even though you are currently drifting down an affinity scroll. Everything is must see, an event, impossible to miss. FOMO abounds. And the task that we're meant to be doing at that moment when the ping, the bing, the bong, the bing, the bing goes off, exit stage left. As we become drawn to whatever has captured our attention. And then another thing comes, and then another thing comes, and then another thing comes. There's the old saying that you've got the attention of a goldfish. Well, recent reports suggest that goldfishes have better short-term memories than us now these days in the attention economy. And it can be even more difficult when you're trying to run a business, when you're trying to get stuff done, because this constant task switching, this constant bombardment of information makes it very hard to get into a flow state and focus on the task at hand. And in amongst all of that, you're trying to market your services. And this can truly feel like you're screaming into a void sometimes, as millions and millions and millions of users are posting content every single day. It's hard to get any traction. It's hard to start any conversations. And it can feel extremely overwhelming and ultimately pointless when you're thinking, does anybody actually care? There's just so much noise out there. And then in our free time, there is so much noise as well. With the social media apps trying to grab our attention, various apps trying to grab our attention to order something today, to buy something today, to go into that app and use it, whether it's dating, memory, games, bing, 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 bing. What is wrong with you? Come in here, get this done. Then you've got a sheer, overwhelming amount of information on the streaming platforms, with this seemingly endless variety of shows that are being churned out at an increasing rate, that you'll never, ever, ever possibly get anywhere near watching everything, unless, of course, you never do any bloody work. So it's very easy to get overwhelmed. And I know for me, last year, I got to the, September time last year. I just had enough of it. I was like, fuck this. I have no desire to be on 900 platforms. I'm sick and tired of building my life around these apps, of not actually getting out of the house and being around people. So I deleted all the apps. Every single social media app, gone. And people thought, well, actually, don't you have a business that uses social media? And I was like, well, yes, I do. But right now, I can't. I just cannot be there. I cannot be online 24/7. Quite simply, it is not healthy. It is not natural and it is not cool to do that. A lot of people around the world are starting to wake up to that fact now. But the issue is, a lot of us are addicted. So it's very difficult to get out of that space. But regardless of whether we're addicted, the pros and cons of social media, this is not the remit of this episode. The episode is, how can you thrive in this attention economy? How can you grow a business? How can you confidently show up as you in this industry that right now is designed to capture everyone's attention? It's hard. Let's just take TikTok, for example. And this is nuts when I thought about this. Every single day, there's around 30 million videos uploaded to TikTok. It's staggering. Staggering. Then you've got on LinkedIn, my social media app, poison of choice, as it were. The gurus out there are saying you need to post 1 to 2 times a day right now. So multiply that by the millions of active users, and you can see that's a lot of noise. That's a lot of content. And again, as I mentioned, as a consumer, it's very easy for us to get that sense of FOMO. And that's what the devices and that's what the platforms are built on. This fact that we need to feel part of something. And it's very true. We do. So we scroll on. We find ourselves pulling up our phone when we've got a spare minute just to go in and see, okay, what's going on? Is anything happening? Have I missed anything? We all do it. We all do it. And then there's how it works for those of us that actively post. Now, let me paint a scene and see if this resonates with any of you. You've created a post. So it's ready. And with a jolt of anticipation, you press the post button. The post goes live. And there's that feeling, that exhilaration almost. Somewhere between joy and sheer terror. What's going to happen with this post? Will anybody see it? Will anybody care? Am I going to get battered for this? Are people going to call me out? We post it and off it goes. 1 minute goes by. 2 minutes goes by. You refresh your screen. 3 minutes goes by. You refresh the screen. 4 minutes goes by. Oh my God. 5 minutes goes by. Oh my God. Still nobody has commented. Nobody has liked. Oh my God. This is the end of the world. And in that moment, you may be thinking, okay, right, what's wrong with the post? Should I delete it? Should I get rid of it? And the cycle repeats on a daily basis. And say, for example, you use the term, the post has flopped. So it didn't get loads of likes, didn't get loads of engagement, didn't get this, didn't get that. You end up thinking, oh, the post flopped. That's it. Game over. Give up. It's the end of the world. I can't possibly do this. I suck. My content sucks. Game over. But I don't believe in the concept of a post flopping. I think physically it's impossible for something to flop because there are always lessons. There is always something you will gain. There is always somebody that will gain something from your post. Now, yes, you've gone into it thinking, okay, I'm going to get millions of likes and that's what it's all about. But ultimately, you're coming at it from completely the wrong headspace when that happens. Because that is very much ego-driven and that is driven by an attention to be seen. And this is very much part of who we are as humans. It's a very natural thing. But when the ego hijacks that, when the mind monkeys hijack it, it stops being from any purpose of serving and caring and adding to the community. And it becomes all about you. It becomes personal. It becomes a reflection of you. And that just infuses it with a much more negative energy. because you're not posting thinking, okay, this is going to actually help someone. And when it does help one person, I've done my job. You have literally done an amazing thing today. You have helped one person. But when you come at it from a mindset that, yeah, I need a million likes, yeah, because that's like means I'm popular and I made it. That doesn't mean shit. But it means shit from your ego point of view, get a dopamine rush. But ultimately, in the grand scheme of the planet, you, your life, your bank balance, your family, whatever it is that you measure success by, it means fuck all. It truly does. Because there's no purpose to it. It's playing to the crowd. And that's what a lot of us do. And I know I've been guilty of this. We play to the crowd. We follow those trends. We jump on those hacks. We do exactly what is working for the successful people. And we end up chasing our tail. And when you chase your tail, there's frustration. And then you start thinking, what is the point? No one's going to see my post. And that moment you approach it saying that no one's going to see it and there is no point, there stops being a point because you have not bought in. You're not there. You're not engaged with it. And you're infusing it with a negative energy. And that's the energy that's going out into the world. You're coming at it from a place of scarcity. Instead of flipping that and thinking about the fact that, okay, this is my business. These are the people I like to help and support. These are the communities I want to be involved with. This is the impact I want to have in the world. This is how my work can support other businesses. Actually seeing that bigger picture. Now, you may only want to help 4, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 people, a small community of people. That's enough for you. That gives you everything you need from your business, that sense of community, monetary goals, whatever it is you're looking for. But you lose sight of that the moment you start thinking, yeah, it's all about scale and 10x in sales, isn't it? No, it's not. No, it's not. That whole pursuit of 10xing, that whole pursuit that comes from a scarcity mindset that's all about just making money, 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 money at all costs. Well, look around you. Really, get off your fucking phone. Sit down. Look around you. Look at what's going on in the world right now. Look at the disconnection. Look at the sheer volume of mental health problems and think, how has this happened? It wasn't just like that. It's not like someone wrote the magic wand. This has been an ongoing process. And I do believe the scarcity that the attention economy thrusts in our faces is a big driver of that. It's a huge driver of that because we start thinking, well, that is the norm. That is what I should aspire to because that's what the crowd are doing. But are they actually your crowd of people, your community, your tribe? Who are you following? Do they light you up, really light you up? Get rid of the candy canes and the unicorn shit. Think about, does it actually light you up, the people that you're following? The people that you see, and use the term right there, following. What does that mean? When I think following, I think sheep. I think sheep, I really do. And again, I don't want to sit here, come across as if from a position of, yeah, look at me, I've never done that, because that'd be bullshit. I've done it. Jesus, I spent most of my childhood doing that. Being a little sheep trying to fit in. But the thing is, when you do that, you're not honoring yourself. You're not honoring who you are, what you're about, your unique gifts, talents, skills, and your ability to contribute to the wider community, to your tribe of people. You're trying to create a tribe out of millions and millions and millions and millions of people that you'll never meet, that would never play nicely with you anyway, that don't align with you. They're not there on an energetic level, the same energetic level as you or similar. There's no real challenge. They don't pursue you to explore what is possible in your life through their thoughts, their actions, the pieces of content they put out, the conversations they initiate. It's very superficial. And yeah, in some levels, superficial achieves and manages to give you something. But ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, it gives you nothing. It really doesn't, in terms of impact, in terms of growing, and in terms of fulfillment, because you're not being true to who you are. You're literally seeking attachment to something, but it's not authentic attachment. It's superficial at best. So as you approach the attention economy, as you approach the marketing within that, remember that your goal is to initiate conversations with the people that you want to speak with, to initiate conversations with the wider community, people that you can collaborate with, people that you can work alongside, people who will benefit from your services. This is your goal. This is your focus. So it's really important with each piece of content you put out to know who you are speaking to. Who are they? And why should they care about a single word you say? There's shitloads of content out there. So why should they care about yours? What's in it for them? How can it support them? And how can you do that in a short space of time? Because certainly on social media, people's literally have an attention span shorter than a goldfish. So you need to be able to get in with bite-sized information that gives them what they need, that shows them the path, that shows them a way, that gives them a tip, a hack, yada, 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 whatever it is. But it's really important to know who you are speaking to. And the why is ultimately that comes from you. Why are you doing it? What is your ultimate objective? Are you trying to get an ego massage? Or are you attempting to make change? To grow your business? To create a life that you absolutely adore and love? To leave this world a better place than it was when you rocked up here? And by God, do we need that right now? So when you're approaching that, when you've got that clear in your mind, every piece of content will go out with that energy. You'll know the who and you'll know the why. It will have meaning to the people that you're trying to communicate with. It will also have meaning for you. And if you go in and you're posting it and knowing that with each post, you're helping at least one person, that infuses it straight away with a much more powerful energy, a much more positive energy. There's no scarcity there. Yes, your ego will pipe up. Yes, your mind monkeys will pipe up. Yes, they will say, oh, check you out with your 100 impressions and 10 likes. Send them off for a cup of tea. Send them on away. Because right now, that hypercritical sense is not helpful. Yes, get curious about your content. Yes, get curious if the signups you get for your program are not quite what you were looking for, because there may be things that you need to tweak. There will be things that, from a message point of view, that could be better, that could be a little less long-winded. But again, this is why I said at the start, this isn't a flop. It's about refining. It's about learning. It's about getting curious. It's about stepping into a growth mindset. I'm thinking about, okay, what actions can I do to learn, develop, improve? And do those actions instead of thinking, well, yeah, I know it should work, yeah. So I'll keep on doing exactly the same bloody things. If the results don't meet that, that tells you that you need to look at something. get curious with this. And as you are posting as well, it's really important, massively important to set boundaries. Now, that's ultimately why I deleted the apps from my phone, because I had zero app boundaries. I was living on my goddamn devices. And it was making me miserable. It really was. It was not contributing to my mental well-being in any way, shape, or form, because I wasn't going out. I wasn't engaging with people face to face. The reason I say set boundaries is because, yes, the devices are helpful. As we saw in COVID, as we've seen numerous times, they enable people to communicate, connect in ways that would have been impossible or very difficult and expensive many years ago. Like right now, for example, I've got two clients in Costa Rica. It's amazing. I'm doing that here in the UK. I'm able to communicate with them on a weekly basis. It's bloody awesome. I've worked with people in France. I've worked with people in numerous parts of the UK. It's awesome. I love the fact that it removes barriers to people. It's great. It truly is. But at the same time, it can also create barriers because we don't engage the people around us. And we also attach too much of ourselves. We take things too personally. We attach ourselves to an outcome we might not even want, and take it totally personally when we don't get that outcome. So it's so important to have those boundaries about when you show up, those boundaries around what success looks like, and not letting any other fucker tell you what that looks like to you. Because a lot of people will. A lot of people will question it. And we see this in all areas of society, from parenting to health to diet. Jesus, with the vaccinations during COVID, everyone will always have a fucking opinion about what is okay for you. But you know that. Your people around you, your close family circle knows that, your community. You are the one who determines what success is for you. So put those goddamn boundaries in place. Not some goddamn guru online, not me. Not your goddamn, not a family member that means well, but actually doesn't know shit about what it is you're trying to achieve. You set that. And while you're doing that, get playful with it. You know, for me, the way that I'm still able to show up online is I have fun. I don't take myself seriously. I get curious about how the different ways I can create messages. I create skits. I've created characters. I've done satire. It's brilliant because I never really performed on stage, a fact that a lot of people are very surprised about when they meet me, because I do have a flair for the dramatic. Okay. But I've used that, and I know it grabs attention. And it also grabs attention because it's a fun way to address difficult subjects. Difficult subjects may be a little bit dry sometimes, that if I just sat there going, okay, today I'm going to talk to you about comparisonitis. You know, that could become a very dry subject, but actually demonstrating what that looks like gives people a keen visual about what it's like, and it really helps people to resonate because they're like, shit, yep, that's me. So get playful. Get curious. Explore what feels fun to you that really showcases your personality. Put the you in your marketing. And again, don't attach yourself to the result. Know why you're doing it. You're doing it because you know you can support people. You're doing it because you know it will help somebody. Somebody needs to hear this message. Send it out. Trust that they're there, send it out with love, and send it on its way. And then fuck it if you get 100 likes. No one gives a shit about that. Ego does, dopamine does, influencers do. But how does that help you? How does that help your business? And to kind of come to the end with this bit, the whole sheep metaphor earlier on, do yourself a favor and just say, fuck the trends. It's nuts. The online world is just nuts. There's a new trend every 5 bloody seconds. And just as quickly as it arrives, it is gone. Dancing, phrases, challenges. Yeah, meh. If you're going to capture the attention of people that you want to work with, people you want to collaborate with, your energy is absolutely vital here. So if you're just literally doing something because it's a trend, it's going to feel cringe as fuck. You're going to feel awkward and your energy, you're just not going to buy in. So your energy is going to be lower level. No one's going to pay any attention to that. And you get stuck in that vicious cycle that we mentioned earlier on. Oh shit, nobody cares. This is the end. Again, if you're super focused on who you're talking to and why you're doing it, what you actually want to achieve, you've taken your ego out of the equation as much as you can. You don't need to follow trends. You don't need to follow trends because you're creating your own bloody trends. You don't need to follow those trends because you're creating your own space and you're doing it your way. Sure, if you think that that trend, following that trend, doing that viral hack is going to help your business, then go for it. I mean, if you feel it's going to genuinely give your business a kickstart, then bloody by all means, go for it. But Jesus, don't do it because some fucker told you. You've got to follow this trend if you want to get clients. Fuck off. There is no such thing as a one size fits all. So bollocks to that. I'm not even having that shit. So I realize I got a little sweary there, but I'm super passionate about this. And this is one of the things I encourage you to be. Talk about the things you care about. Talk about the things that mean something to you. For me, I look around and I just see a load of people fucking miserable, pissed off that they're not able to get the results they want because they've done all this shit that was guaranteed to bring results. There are no goddamn guarantees. But I guarantee you, when you back yourself, when you've got clarity about what it is you're doing and why you are doing it, you set your own success metrics. You've got healthy boundaries in place. I guarantee you, you'll start having fun. When you are curious, when you are playful, you will find your voice. I guarantee that. And from there, I can't guarantee you anything after that. But I do know this. You stick a bigger chance of calling in the people that you want to work with. You stick a bigger chance of capturing the attention of the people that you want to speak with. You stick a much bigger chance of actually enjoying doing the fucking thing in the first place. And after that, you determine what is possible then. And to echo that point in today's Espresso Shot of Confidence, know that there is no one-size-fits-all approach here. It's only your approach. Get curious by trialing and erroring and making mistakes and seeing the opportunities in those flops, those perceived failures, those posts that don't get millions of likes. And then with each step, take actions that bring you closer to the success that you have determined. Because you're awesome and you deserve that. And on that note, let's ride off into the sunset. Let's get riding, because the sun has come out to play here in sunny Leamington Spa. I hope it's awesome wherever you are. So a huge thank you as always for listening. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening or watching this to get notifications of when the next episode drops. And in the meantime, as always, don't forget to be awesome.